Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Today Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, February 1st. The grains closed higher, sharply higher, with March corn up 8¾ cents at 634¾. March wheat up 7¾ cents at 769. And March beans up 38 cents at 1528½. The beans were supported by the meal up $17.10 a ton, closing at 436. Oil was up over just over a full penny at 65.83. Beans and meal both made new contract highs and high closes here today. The beans took off as more and more reports come out about how bad the crops are in South America, both in corn and beans. There were talks out this morning that the Brazilian soybean basis was, quote, on fire. So that had everybody pretty excited here. Funds were big buyers of beans, corn, wheat, meal, oil. So we pushed higher out here today. The rumors are that the Chinese are going to be buying more soybeans after they come back from holidays. Apparently, they're short soybeans right now. That certainly may happen, but I think part of this Brazilian basis was the Chinese. If a market's going to be on fire, my guess it's the Chinese that are setting the match to the flame here. So, you know, maybe they're starting early. Maybe they're, you know, buying Brazil first. I don't really know. But these were very strong closes here to start the new month. Certainly opening up the door up to $15.90 to $16 in the beans. We have to find a price where we're rationing demand out here. Now, the WASDE reports a week from tomorrow. I don't believe the government is going to slash South American production as much as we've heard from South America. And, you know, we've still got fairly hefty carryouts here in the U.S. You know, some people are talking about taking these carryouts down to pipeline levels. I don't see it. But, you know, certainly we can reduce the carryouts out here. But we've got, you know, 1.5 billion corn and 350 million bushels of beans before we have a problem. So, you know, how high is high enough? I really don't know. Certainly we can move higher until we can ration the demand out here. The wheat came along for the ride. I still have the funds still short, about 19,000 contracts of wheat. Lord knows if they want to be buyers out here, there's plenty of room to the upside in the wheat market. For the time being, it doesn't look like the Russians are moving on the Ukrainians, but that could change any minute. The talk is that they're going to wait for the Olympics to start before they move in. So we'll see if that holds up or not. This could be just a ploy by Russia, who knows? We'll have to see. Virtually most of the commodity markets were higher. Meats, grains, Dow Jones was up 273. So, you know, we had certainly a risk-on day out here today. And I don't see any reason for it to stop, maybe until we get the WASDE report. I think the pros will continue to buy the breaks until we get to the report a week from tomorrow. And like it was today, you know, corn was bought on the breaks, beans broke, I don't know, about 15, 16 cents at one point, and then came storming back about a dime or 12 cents. We did close a dime off our highs, but still a pretty strong close out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.